This podcast was brought to you by the GGC Bulk Product Delivery Service. Get the products you need when you need them.
Hi, I'm Shannon, the Garden Girl from Georgina Garden Center. Welcome back to our podcast. And as always, I'm here with Katie.
Woo! Really dramatic lead up. But it's our 13th episode, so if you're superstitious, don't delete this episode, just listen to it, because it's going to be a good one. All right? Shannon's got her hand on this little teapot we've got. She's made some tea. Ooh, it's steep.
Loose leaf.
Okay. And she's going to pour it without...
I've never had this before, so I have no idea. So I got this from the Bulk Barn.
Love loose, the Bulk Barn.
Yes. Loose leaf. This is ginger peach black tea.
This is, okay, any peach tea is amazing
well,
as iced
that's
tea.
What you said in the last podcast, you like peach, so that's partly why I picked this. And I'm just like in this ginger kick of teas.
Oh.
So, I've never had it before.
Okay, so for me, I really like, I went down to my friend's place in the States, and her mom was making this peach tea that she would make and then ice. Ooh. And she had it in one of those, like, little...
But see, that's how I like the black cherry, and you just totally dissed that one.
No, don't even talk about that one. Ooh, it smells so good. Anyway, she had iced tea, and I basically drank all of it.
I don't know. Is it good? I'm scared.
It's a bit hot. Oh, it's perfect. Oh, it's really nice.
I'm not getting too much ginger from it yet, but it's peachy.
Oh, because you love ginger. That's why you bought it. I like Bulk Barn for that reason. Like, I come back from Bulk Barn and I've bought, like, the biggest
way more than you need,
pink
and you never went.
Sea salt.
Yeah.
Salt is salt.
And it's funny that I like ginger so much now, because I'm a giant sushi fan, but I never, ever ate the ginger. I'm like, this is disgusting. Can't have the ginger. And anyone I ever went with sushi with would eat my ginger. And then one time I went, I don't know where it was a restaurant, and I got a salad. It was like kind of like a deconstructed sushi salad. It didn't have the rice, but had like the tuna and everything else. And it had little bits of ginger in it. And I was like, holy crap, this is so good. And I was like hooked on, go figure, ginger in a salad. I know it sounds funny.
No, it doesn't.
But
I
it was
love it.
So good. And I've been hooked on ginger and could eat it by however you're going to give it to me. And...
It's
the hotter,
so
the better. I love it now. It's
I
weird.
I like ginger ale with, if you take the actual ginger root raw, cut like a, almost like a little paddle of it. You know, that's the best way to describe it. Cut the outside off, and then you just stick it in like a garnish, but let it soak into the ginger ale. As you drink it, it just makes it a little spicier.
Like canned ginger ale, and you add more ginger to it.
You add a stick of ginger in it, and you let it sit while you're drinking it, some ice cubes. It looks like a fancy little cocktail. Mm-hmm. And then when you're done drinking it, you can eat the ginger.
It's really? I've never tried that.
Yeah.
I like doing hot water with ginger and lemon, too, because then you can control how much of both of them you like in there. I like that, too.
That is like a stomach ache savior right there.
But it's so yummy.
It's very good. No, I'm not saying it's bad for your stomach.
Yeah.
It just helps you.
It's good.
It gets rid of anything.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to talk about today? I think it has a lot to do with stomach aches.
Your favorite. I would definitely get a stomach ache from it and maybe have to get medical attention. Hot peppers.
Yes. I'm obsessed with spice.
You are. You love heat.
Yep. I have built my tolerance. I think it's because my dad loves hot peppers ever since we were kids. Mm-hmm. I've always eaten spicy food, and I think I'm quite tolerant. I can eat really spicy stuff, and you can build it.
Mm-hmm. Which I have, because like banana peppers used to bother me and jalapenos. I can get past a jalapeno. I can go into, because I love chicken wings, I can go to a chicken wing place and get just above a medium. I can do a hot sometimes.
Ooh,
now. I know.
Look out.
Mild used to bother me, so it's so like...
Yeah.
So I usually get hot now because I'm like, I have to build this up. I have to get further.
It's such an addiction, and I've done reading about it. They do
That's
say
what everyone says.
It's like an aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. The way that your body works to cool down the effects of the spice gives you like a high a bit. So I think maybe that's why I might be addicted to it. I'm not sure, but I have to have spice on every meal.
Healthy addiction.
Yes. I have to have spice on every meal, but I'm also a savory person. I don't like sweets.
Yeah, like I'm not a giant sweet person.
Yeah, so yes. Every meal is savory, every meal is spicy, which is great.
That's good.
I love anyone that makes like homemade hot sauce or homemade mm-hmm. chili sauce. I just love it. Mm-hmm. My dad's neighbors are Guyanese, and the mother makes her own hot sauce out of her garden, and she's my hero. She's my hero. It's the spiciest stuff. You have to respect it. Mm-hmm. It's really good. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the varieties that we have here at the garden center, mm-hmm. how to care for them, and also we're going to unveil what's going to be happening this season at the garden center, which apparently Mike and Shannon have come up with, since they don't really like hot peppers as much as I do.
Mike likes heat.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he likes heat.
Maybe he'll join in.
I can get above a jalapeno. I don't know what the next step above a jalapeno is. Like, I don't know. I can't remember like the levels. Goes, like,
for me,
but I could probably do some like chilies of some sort.
Well, it depends. Well, yeah, you could probably do some chilies. Mm-hmm. For me, like when it comes to like the bigger hot peppers, mm-hmm. it goes like a jalapeno to me is like a very standard. Sometimes it can get a little wild, but
it's very a pretty standard, easy, calm,
easy spice.
Yes.
Then I think I'm not sure what the right order is, but then there's Scotch bonnet.
I think those are a little bit above me. Yes.
Oh, they are. And then habanero, yes. which is yes. like even hotter.
Yeah. They're warm, those ones.
Yeah. Habanero, yeah. You have to respect. If you've ever been to Mucho Burrito, that is the hot peppers they use. Most of them use jalapenos, so when you have them, sprinkle it on your
because
burrito,
it's respectable. Because jalapenos very, yeah, it's most people can handle.
And it doesn't sting for very long.
Right.
But then if you go for habaneros, they warn you there. They're like, or no, Jimmy Guac's. I've been there and they're like, do you want some hot peppers? I'm like, yeah, I do. And then they're like, but these are really hot. And they put on a different rubber glove.
Oh my goodness.
And you're like, hey, that's crazy. So, and they are hot to the point where I even have a bit of an issue and it lasts quite a long time. But I love that feeling. Like, it's a good feeling. So, I like to grow my own peppers. I'm not as advanced enough to...
Keep one alive?
Well, if they survive...
No, keep one alive.
Okay. I have... But listen, here where I'm going with this one. I grow the hot peppers, and then they often get to the point where they've grown, and they've matured, and they're pretty much ready. But then I kind of forget at that time, and they start to dry out, which is perfect, mm-hmm. because what I do is I actually dry them out, and then mm-hmm. I put them in a little pestle and mortar, and I make mm-hmm. my own chili powder.
Nice.
And then that's a mix of all of, like, my little peppers that survived mm-hmm. the season with me. And then I use that...
Survived being the operative word.
Yeah. Then I use that for seasoning throughout nice. The winter.
Nice.
And I just love it. I love hot peppers. And I've never tried a Reaper.
Mm-hmm. But this is your year.
Well, I'm being told this is my year.
This is your year.
So there's a brand new staff member here at GGC who I think thinks pepper's spicy. And then there's me, the old seasoned vet out here, mm-hmm. who now we've been told by Mike we're going to be doing this challenge.
We're
going to
pin you guys against each other.
I don't know what the winner would be, but we have to eat a Reaper on camera, mm-hmm. and it's going to be fun.
And they're trying to talk me into it, but I'm just not going to do it.
Shannon, if you guys don't know, is very stubborn. I've tried to get her to do some things, and she's just
not stubborn.
No, I'm doing it my way. I'm the GGC girl.
So, for those that don't know, the Reaper is the hottest pepper in the world, according to Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, and you think ghost peppers are hot? Get out of town.
Yeah, we have it. It is 2.2 million Scoville units. And it says it's an offshoot of the 2014 Guinness World Record hottest tested pepper. It actually has a fruity flavor with a hint of cinnamon and a ton of heat. So some people I've talked to, because I'm always really interested when people are in like the hot pepper section of the garden center, what they use it for, how they eat it, etc., how they can even handle it, because it just baffles my mind that someone can actually ingest these hot peppers
and enjoy them
and be okay with it. So, and a lot of them do say there is actually flavor once you learn to like get past the heat or can handle the heat. There is actually different flavors for each one.
Oh, yeah.
Like some of them here say, so that one said fruity flavor with cinnamon. This one says it's a fruit like flavor.
Why don't you start pronouncing some of those names, Shannon? I think you're confusing our listeners. You're just describing what they taste like, but you're not saying what they're called.
Okay, so I'm not going to be able to pronounce any of these.
Give it a whirl. We're all human.
Morogua? Morogua? Red Trinidad Scorpion is up to 2 million Scoville units.
It looks angry.
That yeah, and I think like that too. I think the angrier they look, the hotter they must be.
That looks like a little them, fairy wearing a cap.
Yeah, some of them just look mean.
What's that one beside it?
This one?
Yeah.
Why do you pick ones I can't see? I'm really sorry, people, if my listeners here, if I'm pronouncing this wrong, not good at, I'm not even good at pronouncing English words.
Let's read them
words.
All, and I think we should.
This is Bahut Joklu. Katie's in like a fit of laughter falling off the chair right now. I can't pronounce words. So these ones come red, yellow, chocolate, and white. And it says one of the original ghost peppers and former Guinness World Record holder is the hottest pepper in the world. As the hottest pepper in the world.
It was.
Originally from India, this pepper has an intense heat that lasts.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's really good. I've had that in a curry before. Mm-hmm. And it's respected.
Yeah.
Respect it. What about the one?
Okay, I can do this one. Caribbean Red Habanero. No. How is that pronunciation?
Nailed it.
Okay, good.
Nailed it. How many Scoville units is that?
That one's only, this one is only 400,000. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little baby compared to the other ones. But to put it into perspective, a jalapeno is like 1,200, 1,500.
Yeah, 100.
100.
Not even thousands.
Yeah. So the habanero says it's the hottest of all the red habanero, smooth flesh and fruity hot taste. So it's really neat. And some of them are brown, like they look like chocolate brown. So some of them are really neat.
But then, okay, this page seems like it might be the ones, so we're looking at the flyer here, and the page here describes what we've got going on. These ones are more like you could use a little bit more casually. It's not like a
everyday hot pepper. This one, Trinidad Congo Habanero. It's 400,000 Scoville units. It says it's a thick-skinned, meaty pepper with somewhat smoky and fruity flavor. Like, I think it's only... I would love to be able to
Chipotle's, that's where you get, like, the chipotle from, that smoky... I'm not a major chipotle fan, but I think it's...
Every now and then it's nice to throw it in there. Yeah.
You can throw it in some...
So, like, we have these really, really, really hot ones that we've just mentioned, and there's more of them. I haven't read them all.
The chocolate habanero, let's talk about that. Does that even have a chocolate flavor to it?
It says,
or is it called chocolate because it's brown?
It says it's 300,000 Scoville units. Oh. It says nothing sweet here. Fruity, intense, hot flavor on a pepper that turns chocolate brown when ripe.
Okay. So more about the color.
Yes. So for the people that don't like these insane hot ones, we do have like regular hot peppers. I know that sounds funny, but we have like your green chilies, your red chilies, we have
the Hungarian peppers,
yes, the banana ones.
Hungarian
jalapeno,
peppers are the ones
them.
You'd have like in an Italian antipasto, or Italians do those Hungarian or those banana peppers so well, like you can bake them with a bit of garlic brushed on them, and then you can put them in a jar and have that as like a topping for your pizza or on some bruschetta. Oh, wow.
Do you know what I did try last year, though? I did try, it was a cherry hot, it's called, and it's just like 1-inch diameter. It was a really little guy.
A tomato?
No, it's a pepper, but it's called cherry hot, and it looks like a little grape tomato, like that's the size of it, or a cherry tomato, that's the size of it. I thought, I'm just going to try it. And it is hotter than a jalapeno because I'm trying to work my way up to it. So I wasn't overly successful with my pepper plants, but then I also just, I'm really sorry, didn't really want to look after it anymore. I like to look after my basil instead.
Right.
So, but I did get some peppers off of it, and I did cut, and they're just little. And because I wasn't sure of the heat, and I'm a chicken, so I only took a little bit off of it, and had it one night with like vegetables, that kind of thing, barbecued vegetables, and it was actually really good. It was hot, but actually I really liked it.
Yeah,
so I would definitely do those ones again.
Could you just imagine if they did a hybrid tomato that made it spicy?
That'd be kind of cool, eh?
Can we figure out how to do that?
I'm not that smart.
Oh,
I'm sure there has to be something like that out there already.
Could you imagine?
That'd be kind of cool.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Because you always want to have like a bit of spice with your tomato dish of whatever you're having.
But I guess that's why you can just add it in too.
I know,
right?
That'd be cool.
Also, a couple of years ago when we had the hot peppers, some of them were producing fruit so quickly that, and they were sitting here. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to try some. But I didn't eat them. But I collected some and then put them in my dehydrator.
Oh.
And then I have them in a paper bag, and I still have them, and they're still good.
Okay.
But they're, like, these really, like, 400,000. Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I do have those. So they do keep well, like, when you dry them and everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But I also had to dehydrate them outside because the smell, oh, and, like, yeah, was so hot. And I had read that don't do it in the house. And someone had told me, a customer said, if you're going to do it, like, either windows open or do it somewhere else where you're not, like, in the main living area, because sometimes it can be intense. So I did do it outside on a non-rainy day.
That's also the dangers of growing and caring for hot peppers, is
yes,
getting the spice. I believe it's called capsaicin.
Yes.
Capsaicin?
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Yes.
I think that, yeah, getting it on your hands and reacting. It's mm-hmm. And you know what's really crazy is that in the Olympics, there was a few countries that were disqualified in the show jumping categories because they were using capsaicin, whatever, on their horses' legs. Underneath the wraps, they would put that on their legs, almost like icy hot, but like, mm-hmm. you know, pretty mm-hmm. extreme, which would make them jump even, like, tuck their legs up even higher as an advantage. And so,
wow,
a few countries had been disqualified because of that.
Wow.
I know. So you have to be really careful when you get that on you, because not only will you get disqualified for the Olympics, you can get it in your eyes. You can,
and I've done that, but it wasn't.
Heaven forbid, go to the bathroom.
It wasn't even. Yeah, it wasn't. In the fall, you get the ornamental hot peppers,
yes,
like in the store. And this was years and years and years ago when I, like, a few years into starting at the garden center. I'm like, are they really hot? And again, I didn't eat it because it said ornamental, so I didn't want to eat it. But I didn't even know if they just called it a hot pepper. So I opened it up to see if it looked like it. It did. It had the seeds and everything. I'm like, oh, that's cool. It smelled. It was like, that smells hot. Like, 20 minutes later, I went and rubbed my face. And I had purple lines from my fingers up and down my face. My face was on fire. And that's just from the ornamental one. So I don't do that anymore.
You're so sensitive.
I don't touch them.
There's a farm shop near where I live. It's called The Trading Post. And mm-hmm. they sell bacon-wrapped jalapenos that have, like, cream cheese in them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, because when you mentioned seeds, it made me think of this, because sometimes if you leave the seeds in with a hot pepper, it makes it hotter.
Yes,
the seeds are
hotter. I've
heard
that.
And so sometimes we'll, like, buy those and they'll be super spicy and I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they're not so hot. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is my uncle, who visits me quite often, he's colorblind and he can't handle spice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy a package of these bacon wrapped peppers mm-hmm. where the green ones are jalapenos and the red ones are sweet, mini sweet bell peppers. Mm-hmm. And he would say to me, be like, pass me the red one. Like, I don't want to do spice.
Mm-hmm. You were mean. And
I was like, here it is. And it's amazing. Like, he's like, thanks. And he just ate it. It was the green one. And then he's like, I'm going to kill you. And then
you think?
A couple minutes later, you know, okay, for real, give me a red one. Sure. And I just hand him another jalapeno one.
So if you're colorblind, don't eat with Katie.
No. Only if you're my uncle. I would pull that stuff. I totally respect everyone else.
So I have other people too. Like I said, I like to always ask customers how they handle the heat, what they do with their peppers, et cetera, et cetera. So I have this one couple that have been shopping at the garden center for years and years and years, and they always come in for the hot peppers.
Shout out to the cutest couple ever.
Yes. And they said they get some of the really hot ones, but they put it in soup. But what they do is especially for me who wants to start liking hot stuff, he said even just get a knife and scrape the outside like once or twice and then just dip that in your big thing of soup. He said that will add just enough of the heat, but you'll still get the flavor from it. And then he said, work your way up from that.
Yeah, and don't cut it open. Just kind
of, and like you said,
the soup.
Exactly. And like you said, some people keep the seeds out because they don't want it as hot and they just have the flesh. Some people, I know there's one or two customers that come in and they go for the hottest and they say they can just eat them. Like,
yeah,
they're just that immune to it.
Honestly, it's not because I really like burning my face off. It's
yeah.
just somehow
and some,
you build
yeah.
a tolerance.
And at that point, you can start really tasting all these different flavors in them. And you can enjoy the pepper for what it is, not just that it's
think
you're going to die.
That you can experience. Like, I
yes.
really like sour candy. I like hot peppers. Like, I like things that have an added level of experience mm-hmm. when you're
that's
eating.
Not just food.
Yeah, like, it's an adventure. And so that's why I think I like hot peppers. And so We have a whole bunch of peppers in stock, but as always,
a lot of peppers.
They go fast, peppers. Though, yes. Because they're a fun thing to grow. Mm-hmm. It's unique. Your dogs don't bite them. Only once they will.
Yep.
And they're just a really cool plant. People think it's fun to grow the hottest pepper in the world. Mm-hmm. So you might want to come and score the Reaper before she's mm-hmm. gone. Because that one always sells out first. Yeah, she's super spicy. Yeah. And her friends are just as spicy as she is. So you might want to come by and grab those. But stay tuned because I'm going to up my training if I'm going to have a Reaper on camera. I want to take it like a chance.
But I'd love to see other people post. Yes. Either post a picture of your peppers or post you eating it or post what you use it in. Like, I need ideas. I do need to up my pepper game.
And you can tag it at hashtag GGC hot pepper.
Yes.
We did do like GGC hot pepper challenge in the past.
That's too long.
No, we're going to keep it nice and sweet, make it easy for everybody. GGC hot pepper. We want to see it. We want to tell your story. We want to hear how you use your hot peppers. It's something
people need to convince me to get hotter peppers.
Well, I'm going to convince you to try the Reaper with me.
Mm-mm.
I think the audience would really appreciate that.
Well, we'll see. See you guys. Talk to you later.
This podcast was brought to you by the GGC Bulk Product Delivery Service. Get the products you need when you need them.